BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hi, it's Scott and here is Thursday's podcast. On today's show, we do Innuendo Bingo Extreme, featuring Chris lying on his back and food in his mouth. Frisky and Manish give us some advice on how to make our ultimate Christmas single, which is still happening, by the way. I come out on air to my big brother friend, Brian Bellow, and there's more real or no real on today's podcast. Here it is.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Brian.
Hello, can you hear me?
Brian Bellow.
Yeah, Brian Bellow.
Hello, it's Scott Mills.
Hello, Scott, you alright?
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Sorry, I was just filming.
Oh, sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all right. Don't be silly.
Brian, there's something I need to tell you.
Yeah, yeah, what's the matter?
It's a bit awkward, but I just kind of need to get it out there.
Yeah, sure. What's the matter?
I've been bottling this up inside for some time.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, what's that?
I've tried to kind of suppress my feelings, but I just can't anymore.
Okay.
I thought I'm just going to have to tell you, and I'm going to now.
Okay. You're slightly worrying me, Scott, to be fair, but...
I just don't want things to be awkward between us after I tell you this.
Okay, you sure you don't want to tell me this over a pint?
Oh, I just kind of need to get it out right now.
Okay.
Brian.
Yeah?
I love Pitbull. Yeah.
Pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck.
I love Pitbull.
Pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck.
You love Pitbull?
He's amazing.
What, like Pitbull? What, like, I touch down everywhere, yeah, everywhere, that Pitbull.
That one, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I'm not being rude. None of my mates like him.
Oh, he's my favourite.
I'm not too sure. Like, thing is, yeah, you're supposed to be a credible person, though, Scott Mills. So if you go about, like, going, yeah, I love Pitbull, you might be losing some friends on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, come on, Brian, you love him too.
I don't know.
Just come out, I just have.
The whole Pitbull thing, though, Scott.
Well, because I know, but I've just come out, and so should you.
I know I should come out about my love for Pitbull, but do you know what? I don't want to lose Twitter followers.
Don't be ashamed anymore, Brian. Say it loud, say it proud. I love Pitbull.
I love Pitbull!
Yeah!
Touch down everywhere.
I don't play football, but I touch down everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
I don't play baseball, but I've hit a home run.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Yes, Brian! Feels so much better when you've got it out, doesn't it?
I feel so much better now.
Oh, thanks for coming out as well.
I'm saying it loud and proud how much I love Pitbull.
I know. Oh, I feel better now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're looking for world Christmas domination. We're looking to make a lot of cash over the next 50 years or so. Our friends Frisky and Manish are here. Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. So we need to make the perfect Christmas song. One that will hopefully be played for years and years to come. Mm. And we just need to analyse like exactly what we need here. So I know you've been doing a bit of research into this.
We have. We've been looking into it. And, okay, so the first thing that we've noticed is many great Christmas songs do start by stating the obvious. Okay, so for instance, you got, what is it?
So this is Christmas.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
And then so you're literally just saying it's Christmas.
Just saying it's Christmas.
Okay. Right.
Or,
so here it is, Merry Christmas.
Yep. Yeah, thing.
Yeah,
and then there's a...
There's this one. Oh, yeah. This is my favourite one. Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas.
And again, same again.
Yeah. And then...
Christmas comes this time each year.
Thanks, Beach Boys, for the illuminating insight there. So that's one thing you've got to cover, just making sure everyone is clear that it is Christmas.
In a very kind of blunt and obvious way, right?
As blunt as you...
You don't need to worry about poetry of any kind, yeah.
At that point, no.
But because the second thing that you also need, which I think adds much more scope for linguistic development and experimentation, is of course innuendo. You've got to have a lot of innuendo in.
Really?
I don't know if you know much about innuendo, Scott.
You would think that out of anybody I would have noticed that.
Yes, perhaps.
But, okay.
The main one is the ding dong merrily on high.
That's not one.
What? Oh, a ding dong.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Come on.
I quite like the Driving Home for Christmas one.
Oh, yeah.
You know the song Driving Home for Christmas? Where it goes,
Driving Home for Christmas.
Yeah, you know, the Chris Rea one.
Oh, I can't wait to see those faces.
I mean, you can start with the name of Chris Rea, but
then they also say, top to toe and tail back.
I mean, there's no need. There's no need. Yeah.
Chris Rea, think about it.
And I've, well, I mean, the song that does it all and does it, you know, pretty much from beginning to end is Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
You do know that's a naughty song, yeah?
Kylie Minogue did it. She knows what she's doing, that one.
I still can't believe the chestnuts roasting up.
Definitely wanting it,
aren't you? Feeling a tingle where you shouldn't.
Well, ruined it.
It's that cheeky Christmas camp.
It's like a little audio wink.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but by the sounds of it, it can be very vague innuendo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It doesn't even make sense.
What else have we got?
Songs at Christmas time, it goes one of two ways, okay? They're either saying it's Christmas and you're happy, and because it's Christmas, you have to be 18 times
extra
as happy.
Extra happy.
But if you're sad at Christmas, then you are 18 times as sad.
It's extremes. Right. It's like it's the EastEnders syndrome. It's that thing of, you know, if something bad happens and it's on Christmas Day, that is the worst time for that to happen, and it's maybe like double or triple as bad.
All the worst stuff does seem to happen on Christmas Day.
Well, that's exactly it.
That's because that is real life, and that's reflected in the music
pathos.
As well.
It's the pathos of it, which is our third thing. Pathos. Yeah. You've got to have pathos in a Christmas song.
Okay. What's that?
Oh, sorry, it's a Greek word. pathos. You know, sadness. Like, you know...
He'd probably been there on an 1830 or something. Don't even know. It's near Cavos.
You'll certainly be feeling it after those holidays, that's for sure. Yeah, so I'm and like really my odd. Ultimate one's probably Lonely Pup in a Christmas Shop.
Soft brown eyes that seem to say, stay a while.
Oh, yeah. Singing about the puppy all on his own and no one's bought him and it's Christmas.
Please stop, he's a lonely pup in a Christmas shop.
I think, the saddest one for me is I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus.
I saw Mummy Kissing Santa.
Yeah, that's only sad if you fancy your own mum, though, so that's a bit weird. I don't think that's okay. Sorry. But it's more recent ones as well seem to be going down the road, like the Coldplay song, Christmas Lights.
Yes.
Starts, Christmas Night, Another Fight.
Christmas Night. Another fight, tears we cried, a flood.
You know, it's really going in there with the angst of Christmas. The Sugar Babes.
Sugar Babes.
New Year.
What
this
one
is
was
a
that?
Very, very underplayed Christmas song.
Oh, actually, I know the one you mean.
Since you went away a year ago.
Christmas.
Yes.
It's not only about Christmas. It's
only because I heard it in a card shop in Bristol just the other day.
Sugar Babes, you've made it.
And it reminded me. Yes.
It's a lasting Christmas song, that then, we're saying. We're modelling it on.
So
that's where we need to be.
Yeah, we do.
If we're getting played in, like, Clinton's next year or wherever, other card shops are available, we know we've done it.
It's that thing of, you know, you know there are a lot of people who will be really sad at Christmas, so you release a song that maybe a lot of 15 and 16-year-old girls can sit on trains with it in their headphones and cry, weep silently to themselves while they're going home. It's quite a...
Well, should we do the ultimate one? It's an oldie
shall
but
we?
Goodie.
Shall we? Okay.
Okay.
So just try not to feel too sad.
Okay.
He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. And goodness knows... He didn't want a lot. He wrote a note to Santa for some soldiers and a drum. It broke his little heart when he found Santa hadn't come. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I can't.
Right. And there's the innuendo
like
as well. Well.
I don't think you got the pathos.
That is horrible.
I don't think you got the pathos of that, if you were thinking about that, you know.
Not Santa.
Oh, what?
Chris. More in a minute. This is Radio 1.
This is
Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.
Gabrielle Aplin and The Power of Love on BBC Radio 1. Hello, I'm Scott. Gives me the chills. Okay, it's Dear Scott time. So what have you been saying to me this week? Have you emailed me in the last 7 days? If you have, then your email might be about to be read out by the posh Radio 4 lady.
I was watching the John Lewis Christmas advert 2012, and then I decided to do some further research into the song in the background, The Power of Love, as I really liked it. I looked into the song, and to my surprise, I realised it was sung by Gabrielle Aplin. I remember when she did all the slowed-down versions of songs that you offered to advertisers for their Christmas campaigns. Did someone get in touch? Love you, bye. Jess, 12, Merseyside. P.S. I love the show and I love Gabrielle's voice. All the best for the future. Tongue sticking out, smiley.
Thank you. Yes, for those who don't know, Gabby, who sings that song, Gabrielle Aplin.
Gab for life.
The Gabster.
The Golden Gabrador.
Gabalar. She was in months ago on this show and we were pretending to do songs for Christmas adverts with her. So you just slow it down. Normally a rock song, put a female vocal on it, and it sounds like a Christmas ad. And we did quite a few of these. It was months ago now with Gabrielle Aplin, because we liked her pretty voice. And this is the one she did for Chop Suey.
Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? I don't think you trust in my...
Quite a dark song, but now sounds like a Christmas advert.
Mm.
And then she, I don't know whether it's coincidence, got the advert for that famous department store at Christmas, which we just played. Wait. Although, hang on a second, she's been saying something different,
well,
apparently.
Yeah, every interview I've seen of her, when they say, you know, how did you end up on that advert... She doesn't give us any credit. Bizarrely, she says what she did, she tweeted the department store.
Oh, okay, right. So,
It doesn't work like that. If I tweeted them and said, put me on your Christmas advert, they're not going to say yes. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't work like that.
And, I mean, she did come in months ago and we did have that idea. So, listen here, Gabalar. It was us, all right? Oh, I'd like to think we had something to do with it. Do you think she's just erased us from her memory now?
And where's the monies?
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L and TOTDS. In America, we have a professional basketball league called the NBA. Our local team, the Miami Heat, has three star players, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
Hi.
Whenever I hear the latter mentioned, I always think of Sir Doss's Bish Bash Bosh and LOL. It would be mega lols if you could somehow get the song played at the game, like during the introductions when the players run onto the court accompanied by rousing music. Just a suggestion. Jack, off of Miami.
Hey, Jack in Miami. What a brilliant idea. So Bosch comes on.
And what a name.
The Miami Heat players come out to this.
Bish, bash, Bosch, having a laugh in
Miami.
Banter,
come on, Bosch.
Bish.
Bosh.
Miami. So Dossa would be up for doing a Miami version, wouldn't he?
He would absolutely love this. Chris Bosh, Mr. Bosh. What a name.
Maybe we... can I leave that with you?
I'll pass that on.
Email Miami Heat.
Okay.
Don't look that up. They're players, right? Just tweet them like Gabrielle Aplin.
Oh, yeah,
you'll be on in no time.
Exactly, that's how it works, isn't it? Just tweet them.
Just tweet them. Next.
Mills. Did you know that Andrew Ridgely of Wham earns £50,000 a year from last Christmas? Just think, you could earn that for doing nout. He lives down in Cornwall and told the locals down there. Thought this may give you an extra incentive. Chas, Alex.
Chas?
Told the locals.
And another thing. You know that song, Last Christmas? £50,000 a year I get for that.
I love that thought.
Not even joking you. Wow, that's a brilliant fact.
Mm.
One song, that's all it takes, Chris.
I know.
We're on our way.
Hi, Scott, Mr. Chris Stark Attack, Becky, TOTDS and the PR4L.
Yo.
Hopefully this will be read out on Thursday. Would it be possible if you could greet me an early happy birthday? My birthday is actually this coming Tuesday, but I thought it would be strange to ask you to greet me 2 days after for the next Dear Scott. I don't usually do this. Most of the time I don't tell anyone it's my birthday, but this time I thought I'd give it a go. It would make the countdown to my birthday way more special if you do greet me. Smiley. Love, Inna.
Hello, Inna. She the one that did them songs?
Sun is up.
Sun is up. Okay, yes, we can do this for you, Inna. Like an early happy birthday message. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Inna.
Happy birthday, dear Inna.
Happy birthday to you.
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 Repeat to fade. And not only that, Inna, I've also got you to Lisa here, and she's come along with the rest of N-Dubs to wish you a happy birthday, Inna.
Hi, Scott. Mr. Chris Stark Attack.
No, wrong one. Here they are, to Lisa and N-Dubs.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, babe, this is for you, man.
Happy birthday, dear
Inna.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, mate. Hey. Yeah.
Hope you're enjoying yourself. This is N-Dubs, are you mad as frellis? Wish we were there. See you soon, my brother. Enjoy. Nana, nine.
Nana, nine. There we are, Inna.
She'll love that.
It made you feel even more special.
That's so, a nice personal touch for your birthday there.
Next.
Hi, Scott. Just wanted to say that I unfollowed Danny Dyer tonight after seeing his disgusting comments and snide remarks towards you.
Oh, here we go.
He is genuinely a vulgar and juvenile man who no one should listen to because we all know he isn't any sort of idol. I absolutely love your show. I'm subscribed to the podcasts because I'm not able to listen to your show daily because of uni. You should definitely include Dyer's comments on the Loving the Trolls bit of your show. You're awesome. Love you, bye. Sophie X.
Yeah, we mentioned Danny Dyer, God knows why. Oh, I know why, on Real or No Real the other day. And it sort of went off with me and him on Twitter. The most rubbish Twitter war ever. Not even a spat.
I've never really seen you have a spat with someone. And it's odd that you would carry it on with someone like you.
I know.
To be perfectly honest. I mean, if I was ever in a fight or anything, and you are one of my best mates, I probably wouldn't turn to you first for backup.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. He's all talking. Anyway, we're thinking of doing a Dyer special on Monday of
Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls.
Yeah, we're loving Danny Dyer.
Yeah, we're loving the Trolls.
So hopefully do that on Monday.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. I was wondering whether you're open to suggestions. If you are, then I would like to make a suggestion, if that's okay.
Okay.
I very much enjoy Real or No Real. However, I would sometimes like... I very much enjoy Real or No Real.
Oh, start again.
However, I would sometimes like a little bit more depth into the facts that do turn out to be true.
Okay.
For example, that fact about Margaret Thatcher inventing Mr. Whippy. And there are loads of others. Some of them are so weird, I need more information about them. Lots and loads of love. Grace, off of Kent.
I think you just have to enjoy them for what they are.
Margaret Thatcher invented Mr. Whippy ice cream.
It's true, and just let's leave it at that. What more do you need to know?
We do bosh through them, though, don't we?
We do. I mean, like, but she did, and that's the end of it. I can't see what else I can offer. So, Frisky Manisher here giving us advice on how to make our ultimate Christmas song. We're going to be in the charts forever, Chris.
Yeah.
So, we've got... State the obvious, innuendo, pathos, and obviously bells. What else do we need?
Well, there's one thing that you really do need is a sing-along in chorus. So, for instance, okay, we'll try this with you guys.
You just have to respond with the sing-along bit, yeah?
Deck the halls with bells of holly.
Tra-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
There you go, you see, you knew that instantly. You know where you're going with that one.
That's a sing-along. Okay. What about, on the first day of Christmas my true love gave to me...
Partridge in a pear tree.
No.
That's very butch. That was
it not right?
That's actually not right, because since 2000, when Destiny's Child released their version of it, it's a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring.
My baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice back rub in it, massage my feet.
That's one of the worst Christmas songs ever made.
What do you mean?
We were talking about this on the show the other day.
It's good.
Oh, it's awful.
It doesn't it feel like Christmas?
Oh, no, it doesn't. It feels like rubbish.
No.
It's not their finest.
Jealous.
Come on, it's
I'm
not their
jealous.
Finest.
Okay, did you hear the thing?
She gets a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring, a gift certificate to buy her favourite CDs.
Yes. she gets the keys to a CLK Mercedes. But also, I think she gets a poem. written by her boyfriend as well. And a massage, because he's also deep, you know. He doesn't just buy her cars, he also writes
her poems.
So it would
feel like Christmas if you were getting all of that.
I think if you're getting that level of gifts
doesn't
at any
given
moment.
It doesn't matter if the song is a little bit crap.
She's done well out of it.
She's
either that or they just mentioned loads of brands and thought, yes, the Mercedes are now coming. Hello, Chloe. Yeah, I've mentioned you. Hello, it's Beyonce. I've mentioned you in the song.
But that's not a sing-along chorus, then, is it?
Well, you sang along wrong.
But the point is, you know, it's a song that everyone knows and loves, and you're always going to sing along to it, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's a beautiful thing.
You need a big hook.
And there's some innuendo.
You've got a big hook.
You're focusing on one of
these
rules.
You are fixating a little strongly.
They have mentioned other things.
Yeah, name the others. Go.
Paphos. Where you? Yeah.
Right, I think we should stop.
Okay, let's just try this final one, okay? We need to have a message. It's got to be a bit political. It's got to be a bit... You've basically... It's an opportunity at Christmas time to solve every problem in the globe. Yeah. That's the thing you want to try and do. So, obviously, famously, there's War Is Over, you know? Stop the Cavalry. Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. Mm.
Obviously. But the main one... the main one is...
that is political.
Right.
Do they know it's Christmas? Do they know it's Christmas is the closest I think there is at the moment to the ultimate Christmas song.
It has it all.
In fact, what would be great is maybe if we play the song and we can talk
you
through
which bits
where
happening,
all of
where.
These things feature. So we've got the stating the obvious, the innuendo, the pathos, the sing-along chorus and the political
stuff. Oh, please,
yes. Yeah? So let's maybe work our way through that one.
Frisky and Manish, explain the ultimate Christmas song at the moment until we make it.
It's Christmas time. Stating
obvious.
The
obvious.
There's no need to be
pathos. No need to be afraid. Yeah.
At Christmas time.
Stating the obvious again.
We let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty,
this is where we get the message. Yeah.
Come with the obvious. We know.
But say a prayer. Pray for the other ones at Christmas time.
Innuendo.
Oh, come on.
Having fun.
An obvious.
Yes, there is. There
Thanks
is.
For that. But immediately it's sad. Immediately we're sad.
Innuendo.
Yes. Well done. Pathos. Such
I know you're ready.
Pathos.
Here we go. And the bells.
Hear the bells, yay. Obvious.
And obvious. Thanks
for that. Innuendo coming.
Ooh,
And there we had our first bit of sing-along happening in there. Yeah?
Sure, yeah.
So there you go. I think that's pretty much giving you an idea of how all of those things need to come together and how they fit together to make an ultimate Christmas record.
I agree. Well, let's do it then. Thank you, Frisky and Manish, and that is how you make the song. We're going to be rich beyond our wildest dreams.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, should we do Real or No Real then?
Yeah.
Actual facts versus a load of old nonsense. 10 Scott Mills points for each one that you guess correctly. Is it real or no real?
Humming was banned in the Ukraine in 1712 as it was thought to encourage wasp attacks.
I like
that. Kind of brings them on.
Would it be banned? I mean, would it... I don't think they'd go to that measure, would it?
Long time ago, though.
And it obviously doesn't work, so why would they...
Yeah, true, why would they persist?
I'm saying not real.
Not even in the Ukraine?
Not even in the Ukraine, no.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
If you said no real, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
Lovely.
Here's a good one.
Jim Carrey used to wear tap shoes to bed, just in case his parents needed a laugh in the middle of the night.
I don't think that is, you know, wildly away from being real. I can believe he's done that. Doing tap that, shoes in bed.
Doing that wacky face.
Yeah?
Just the one face. Just the one. So, did he do that or not?
What do you mean by just the one face?
Well, he's got one face, hasn't he?
Yes.
You mean the expression, I mean.
Right.
Obviously, he's got one face.
Mm.
But, like, you know, the face he pulls is what I meant there, rather than... It's a bit odd otherwise.
Yeah. I'm going to say that is... I'm going to say that's no real, but I do believe he's probably worn tap shoes to bed.
That one is real.
It did sound like you were starting a feud with Jim Carrey.
I'm not.
As well.
I've had enough of that. Next.
Every year, the average female produces enough tears to flush a toilet.
I can see this.
Is this one of these, like, proper life stats, you know, that you spend 30 years of your life, like, on the toilet?
Well, you love these ones.
I love these ones. These are my favourite.
So if it's real, you'll be telling all your mates straight away. You'll bung it on Twitter straight away, this one.
Enough to flush a toilet.
Yeah.
I can
think
believe
about
that.
All those girls you see at 2 a.m. outside clubs crying, normally for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not worth it, Darren. Them.
Darren? Who's Darren?
Anyway, real or no real?
I'm saying real.
That one is a no real.
Oh. I thought there'd be more than enough to flush a toilet.
I don't think it's that. I think they're saying that they don't cry enough.
Hmm. And next.
The Italian version of you can't have your cake and eat it too is you want your bottle full of wine and your wife drunk.
You want your bottle full of wine and your wife drunk.
No. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. Would it? No. I'm saying no real to this.
That one is real.
What?
Not a direct translation, but that's kind of what they say instead of it.
Really?
Yeah. That's a much better than you can't have your cake and eat it too.
You can't have a bottle of wine and your wife drunk.
No.
The Italian version of you can't have your cake and eat it too is you want your bottle full of wine and your wife drunk.
Yeah.
Oh.
See?
Yeah, okay.
It does make sense.
I do see that now, yeah.
Next.
The lifespan of all polar bears is shortened by 2 years every time someone sings a Justin Bieber song.
Oh. I'm noticing this more and more in pubs, you know, by the tips jar, stuff about Justin Bieber.
What?
No, don't, like, you to encourage tips.
Okay. I've never. What pubs are you
pubs
going to?
Pubs wishing ill on Justin Bieber.
Oh,
basically,
right, yeah, yeah,
if you
yeah,
tip
I get
them.
It. Yeah.
But no, I don't think Bieber can be blamed for polar
not
bears.
Not for the polar bears.
So I'm going to say... I'm going to say no real.
That one is a no real.
Oh. Well, I enjoyed that. How many points did you get, please?
I got 30 points. Very happy.
30? You should be happy with that. Let us know how you did.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45-ish. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Good afternoon to Natalie, who is watching Innuendo Bingo for the first time on the Radio 1 website and is a little excited. Glenn in Reading says he is keen. Also, we've got Tom in Northampton, who wants to watch, going online now. Laura in Lancaster, who's listening. And yes to Matty, who is listening to Innuendo Bingo again in his media lesson. If you're on the cameras now, you'll see that Chris is lying down on a plastic sheet today. He has no one else. He is riding solo. You're right.
It's like a scene from CSI.
Yeah, it really is. I just need to, like, draw some chalk around you. Mm. All right, so I've got the clips, and we also have some tasty ingredients. Because Chris is on his back, he will be fed the ingredients. We've got various suggestions from you lot. And then, obviously, when he spits the whatever it is out, it will come back on himself as he's lying down on his back. So what we've got for you first, Chris,
yeah,
is some rice pudding.
Oh.
Which is nice.
Okay. You're feeding me then.
Yeah. Mm. Being fed by the lovely Roz today, you see on the camera there. So a nice big mouthful of the Rice pudding, you got that? Mm-hmm. Right, let's go over to Radio 4, who I think might be dumbing down a bit. What do you think?
As David Cameron begins negotiations in Brussels over the EU budget, we hear about the chances of getting a deal. Should prisoners in the UK be given a vote? We'll have a discussion on that. And why great tits are in danger. That's all coming up in The World at One in half an hour.
It's a good start. You okay there?
Oh.
That wasn't good. Not as much spurt as I hoped.
It sort of goes... Yeah. It's when it goes back that...
Yeah. Radio 4 there. Okay, and next we're going to try some nice tinned spaghetti.
Oh.
So let's feed that into his mouth.
Oh, hang on.
Let's put quite a lot in there because I want to see the spray. Okay. Got the spaghetti there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're over to put your money where your mouth is. These antique experts are quite forward, aren't they?
Just look at how shiny my bell is.
How is that going for you?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Could be my new favourite, potentially.
It's funny, but then it instantly becomes horrible for me.
My bell has been re-silvered.
Who's he?
He's off of put your money where your mouth is, or whatever it's called.
What a ledge.
More ingredients, please. Let's go for the squirty cream.
Eh?
Squirty cream in your mouth now. Go. Oh, I love that noise. Okay. I really hope you're watching this. Here we go.
My bell has been re-silvered, and it looks magnificent.
I just wanted to give that one another go. Okay. What are we getting? Yeah, more squirty cream, please. I like that. Tastes so good. Okay. And a classic now from Gokwan.
You haven't got it all the way down your top, all over your face, and in your hair. You've not really enjoyed it properly.
What I'm enjoying about the squirty cream is it's going above your head when you spit it out. Oh, dry your eyes, mate. Okay, I think let's go back to the rice pudding, shall we? Because that looks tasty. Now, a lot of you sent this in, so if you did, give yourself the points. And we're going over to Heston's Fantastical Foods. A lot of people spotted this. So in goes the rice pudding, spooning it in there. And let's see what happens. Now, Heston has shocked this poor lady, but I don't think she minds.
There's going to be a few litres in there, isn't there?
Yes, yeah. It's huge. I've never seen one so big. I've seen some big ones, but not as large as that.
I enjoy how the rice pudding... It goes in two stages. You right there?
Yeah.
Thank you, Heston.
It's huge. I've never seen one so big. I've seen some big ones, but not as large as that.
Uh-huh.
Are you
okay?
Go for the spaghetti. I'm not sure I can take that.
Why?
It makes me feel ill.
It's nice, though. Come on.
All right.
Oh, actually, I've got something new, which we can try in a minute. Well, let's do one more, like, spaghetti one, and then we'll move on. Is that okay?
Okay.
You don't sound happy.
It's just...
There we are. Well, you know girls are loud.
Yeah.
Grimmy still thinks that they're very close.
The main laugher during the interview, quite vocally laughing.
As opposed to, like, laughing from the eye.
Yeah.
That's definitely Cheryl.
Did we get a point?
Oh, yeah, it is Kimberly.
It's Kimberly.
I suppose they hang out, don't they? They're friends, so
yeah.
They probably rub off on each other.
A small, steady spurt of spaghetti up the nose there now. Moving from the mouth to the nose area.
They're friends, so
yeah.
They probably rub off on each other.
Mm. You right there? Oh, no, not feeling that. Oof.
Sorry. Roz, I just spat on you.
So sorry, Roz. Gemma in Southampton is loving this.
I'm not.
Katie in Chester. Scott in Western Supermare. I've never seen Chris so frightened. We're playing at Oxford University. The whole room is soaked. They're using water. Old school. Okay, let's have some... Let's mix it up a bit. Some hundreds and thousands. With the squirty cream or without? Without, okay, so just the hundreds and thousands. This is a bigger one to watch. Get on the website.
Oh, shit. What are you doing? Aim for the mouth.
What happened? Okay, a lot of you have been spotting this. This episode of the Hotel Inspector has been on again.
As guests check in to sample Muff's package...
We've got a booking and the name's Cox.
Alex is worried Muff might still not be tough enough.
Oh, Chris, you look bewildered. Hundreds and thousands were going everywhere then.
I can't,
that is a good one.
In my mouth.
Pardon?
The hundred and thousands, they're blocking me up.
Want some water?
I don't know. No.
No? You're fine. Maybe have a bit of water, I think. Try water for the next one.
I'm not sure this is possible.
Hey, go on. Just a little sip of water there. And you know when Bill Turnbull gives just a bit too much information?
It's just exhausting watching
Six
her.
Pound. Crikey. I've got a sack.
See, that's nice and refreshing, wasn't it?
No.
After the spaghetti and the rice pudding. Okay, what would you like next? You can choose. Rice pudding, spaghetti, hundreds and thousands.
I like the squirty cream.
Squirty cream. Forgot about that one. Sorry, listeners, we're just wiping his eyes.
All right.
Chris does not look happy. I'm cracking up from Mac in Colchester. Enjoying the spaghetti volcanic eruptions. Another Matt watching for the first time.
I can open one eye.
Ready?
Ready.
Cream, please. Okay, we've overloaded him with the cream. It's fine. Okay. All right, more cream, please. That's enough. And here is some classic Strachan.
So you know already that we've got infrared cameras on our beavers.
Oh! That just goes everywhere, projectile. It just kind of blows off your face. All at once. Can we have a bit of squirty cream and the hundreds and thousands for the last one, please? Hope you've been enjoying listening to and watching this. Thought we'd do a different one today because, obviously, we played it with Ollie Murs yesterday because he wanted to. You ready?
I don't know. Where's this? Where's
the cream is coming. There it is. And let's top it off. We've just a few of those hundreds and thousands. You look like a cake. Here we go.
Oh, that was lovely. I dropped off at one point and got me grazia wet.
Oh no! Straight in the nose! Fair play, Chris, you did well. You okay?
Yeah, I don't know where to look.
Okay, fine. We'll sort it out. Thank you for watching and listening to Innuendo Bingo Extreme.
Wow.
Tomorrow, it is Friday. Join us live between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. From 2:30, our guest is Greg Davis, also known as Mr. Gilbert off The Inbetweeners.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.